Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now partly cloudy and 49 degrees. Police say the five people shot and killed in South Wichita Sunday were all men, ranging in age from 39 to 68. And they believe one of the men shot the other four and then shot himself. The victims are ages 39, 42, 55, 67, and 68. Police have not released their names, only saying that they are all from Wichita. The victims were found in homes on Laura and Santa Fe streets. Two people are dead, two injured after a crash on the Kansas Turnpike south of Hayesville early Monday. The accident occurred around 4:15 near 87th Street South at I-35. The deceased were pinned in the wreckage, and a third person suffered from minor injuries. Northbound lanes were blocked for a time. The Highway Patrol reports a semi-tractor hit a deer, swerved, and struck the inside barrier wall. A second vehicle collided with that truck. A second semi pulled over on the shoulder, and a northbound passenger car struck that semi. Two people from Minnesota in the passenger car died at the scene. Their names have not been released. California firefighters are making some progress in containing the mountain fire, but it's still spreading and causing damage. Andrew Dowd is a spokesman for the Venturi County Fire Department.
The mountain fire is currently at 20,630 acres and 41% containment. There are 2,812 personnel currently actively engaged in fighting this fire.
At least 192 structures have been destroyed, and at least 82 others damaged. So far, no word of any deaths or injuries. President-elect Donald Trump is expected to name Florida Senator Marco Rubio as his Secretary of State. Fox's Aisha Hasni in West Palm Beach, Florida, has more about the president-elect's cabinet picks.
It comes as Florida Congressman and China hawk Mike Waltz has been named as White House National Security Advisor. He was a huge surrogate for Trump on the trail. And former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin heads the EPA, and Congresswoman Elise Stefanik has been tapped to be the next U.S. ambassador to the U.N. Former Senior Advisor Stephen Miller has been named Deputy Chief of Staff, and former Acting ICE Director Tom Homan taking this newly created role of border czar and vowing to pursue all of Trump's policies, including that mass deportation plan.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will possibly hold roles in both Department of Health and Human Services and the Department of Agriculture. That's according to the president-elect. Arizona Congressman Ruben Gallego has defeated Republican Carrie Lake to become the next U.S. senator. Speaking with supporters at American Legion Post 65 in Phoenix, Arizona, Congressman, now Senator-elect Ruben Gallego, tell supporters,
"I'm a husband, a Marine, a father, and a proud Arizonan. And with the results we saw tonight, your next senator from the great state of Arizona."
The seat was previously held by Democrat-turned-independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema. She announced she would not seek re-election in March. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. The Wichita City Council will consider 5 options for a new parking plan at the council's November 19th meeting. Mayor Lily Wu explains what those options are.
3 options have some sort of paid parking that is new. Option D is a status quo option if we don't do anything. And then option E is a hybrid where only paid parking would be in the downtown area that is more managed, whereas Delano and Old Town would not have that parking management.
Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen Ted of the Morning Show on KNSS. Israel and Hezbollah continue to exchange fire as officials work tirelessly on brokering a ceasefire deal. Fox's Trey Yingst has the latest from Tel Aviv.
While Israel and Hezbollah trade blows, diplomatic efforts are underway to implement a ceasefire agreement between the two sides. Reports indicate that a top advisor to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited Russia last week to continue negotiating a backdoor deal, though Hezbollah says it has received no formal information about a deal. With the war ongoing in the north, Israeli soldiers are continuing operations in the south, hammering the Gaza Strip from the air and ground. Dozens of Palestinians were killed over the weekend in Israeli strikes, according to the Hamas-run Palestinian Health Ministry.
Meanwhile, a senior Israeli diplomat met with several U.S. officials in Washington Monday and will meet with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, as well as Trump officials. The weeks-long manhunt for an accused Tennessee killer ends peacefully in South Carolina.
Investigators in Monroe County, Tennessee, believe 45-year-old Nicholas Wayne Hamlet befriended 34-year-old Stephen Lloyd of Knoxville, then lured him into the woods to kill him and steal his identity. Lloyd was killed last month, and Hamlet called 911 using a different name and claiming he had fallen off a cliff while being chased by a bear. Responding emergency crews found a body and an ID that matched the name Hamlet used on the call. However, that was an ID stolen from someone still alive and used more than once by Hamlet, who was ultimately captured at a hospital in Columbia, South Carolina, where an employee recognized the fugitive. The body found last month was identified as Stephen Lloyd, killed by blunt force trauma to the head. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Many have been recaptured, but some monkeys that escaped from a facility in South Carolina that breeds the animals for medical research are still on the loose.
Over 40 rhesus monkeys escaped from the Alpha Genesis facility in Umassi, about 50 miles northeast of Savannah, Georgia. Officials say most stayed close to the compound. Employees were able to spot the animals about the size of a cat and lure them back in with food. About a dozen are still at large. Alpha Genesis says the effort to recover all the monkeys will continue for as long as it takes. The company, federal health officials, and police all say the animals pose no risk to public health. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras out there right now showing things looking fairly good on the highways. The idea is that we're just don't really have very high traffic volumes at the moment. On the city streets, does look like we have some fairly heavy traffic intersection around Harry and Hillside. So seeing a lot of traffic there, things a little slow going through that area at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
You're going to notice more clouds in our sky as we go through our Tuesday. Only a 10% chance of showers, likely staying pretty dry throughout much of the day with another mild high of 65 degrees. Winds are going to be stronger, too, out of the southeast at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Next rain chance tonight. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
Now partly cloudy, we have an east wind at 10 miles per hour. 48 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, November 12th, 2024. Veterans Holiday behind us, and a lot of people took the day off, probably going back to work about now. We had another beautiful day across South Central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature was 70 degrees. Normal high for the date, 59.
Yeah, well above normal.
Good morning, Ted Woodward. Yeah, a little above normal there. Just another gorgeous afternoon. Not much wind, if any. I got out for a walk and just thoroughly enjoyed it. It was great. This is the 12th of November, as I said, on this date in 1911, one day after invading the northern and central plains with what many considered the most dangerous Arctic outbreak on record, the infamous Great Blue Norther, this is 1911, tightened its grip on Kansas with single-digit temperatures. Wichita's low of 9 degrees marked the city's earliest autumn occurrence of a single-degree temperature. That was on this date in 1911. The Great Norther. I never heard about that. There you go. A little matter of history this morning. Here's some history on this date in 1954. Ellis Island officially closed as an immigration station and detention center. More than 12 million immigrants arrived in the United States via Ellis Island between 1892 and 1954. Now, you've been to New York, Ted. Is Ellis, is that's not the island the Statue of Liberty is on, is it?
It is not.
That's a different island.
Different island.
Okay. Are they far apart?
It's the same area.
Yeah. They're pretty close together then, huh? Okay. I need to get back there and go to the Statue of Liberty before, you know, before the...
before what?
Before I don't won't be able to go anywhere.
All right, well, okay. Well, then do it. Put it on the list and do it.
Yeah. Quit talking about it. As the holidays bring family and friends together, joyful gatherings can be followed by days and weeks of illness. Just another advisory that the cases of COVID-19 have waned in the weeks since the launch of the latest booster shot and the beginning of the academic school year, but Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's will bring us all together, or many of us together, we'll put it that way, and some of us are going to get sick. And if you haven't got a flu or COVID shot, maybe it's a good idea. My wife was actually was talking about that, getting us an appointment. I said, well, yeah, let's go. Hurry up. I'm not going to get the COVID. I'm going to get the flu and the pneumonia, I think.
Okay.
You can pick and choose. I could probably get a diphtheria or whatever I want, but no, probably not at Dylan's. But yeah, we're going to get ours because we've gotten ours for several years and done pretty well. Your last chance to catch a supermoon in 2024 will happen this week.
Oh.
The fourth and final supermoon of 2024 will begin Thursday and reach its full lunar phase Friday. I think we just had one, didn't we?
Yeah, the one in October was
okay.
Pretty big and bright.
Here's another one. A supermoon takes place when the moon comes within 225,000 miles of Earth, making it appear bigger and brighter in the night sky. It'll be nearly a year before we see another one. Next supermoon is scheduled for October of 2025. There you go. Supermoon. Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. And, Jad, we've been... I haven't heard of too many MV deer crashes this season.
No, we had one yesterday.
We had one yesterday, and we were talking about our news this morning. And yesterday, that double fatal accident down on the turnpike down in Hayesville or south of Hayesville. Apparently, it all started out when a truck hit a deer.
Yeah, semi hit a deer, and then led to a
bang, bang, bang
chain of events.
Yeah,
two people end up dead.
Chain of accidents. Two people from Minnesota died. We don't have their names just yet. I guess the idea is if you're out and about this time of day, especially, you could see some deer running, and
I was contemplating whether or not seeing as many as we usually do this time of year was because how late it was still really hot this year.
Yeah, it stayed warm.
Yeah, it stayed a little bit too warm and kind of pushed that season sort of back, or if just the drought meant the number of deer that we're going to have this year is down.
It has something to do with it, and now they're out running around, looks like. All right, well,
yeah.
The idea is just to be careful out there. Watch out for the deer. 6:16, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, today we start out with the Kansas City Chiefs, the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, hosted by the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Chiefs coming off that thrilling blocked field goal win over the Denver Broncos on Sunday. Game you heard right here on KNSS. Chiefs still the number one team in the league, undefeated at 9-0 on a 15-game winning streak. So a lot to talk about there. I'm sure Mitch Holtis and the gang will have a lot of fun tonight.
Oh, you bet.
And, of course, coming up on Sunday afternoon, Chiefs at Buffalo, the top two teams in the conference.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Now they're going to get tested this time.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot to talk about tonight. on the weekly Chiefs Kingdom show, 6 o'clock over on KFH. And we have, let's go over to, well, as long as we're talking pro football, let's talk about Monday Night Football last night, Dolphins and the Rams, a game you heard right here on KNSS.
The Dolphins entered the game as the league's lowest scoring team with 124 points in 8 contests, but Miami struck quickly with Malik Washington's 18-yard touchdown run on the game's opening possession. That was only Washington's second carry of the season. Tua Tagovailoa connected on a 1-yard strike to Tyreek Hill in the third quarter for the game's only other TD. Tagovailoa came up big when it was necessary, going 9 of 12 for 137 yards on third downs alone. Miami managed just 5 field goals from Jason Sanders, including 2 from at least 50 yards out. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
All right, on to women's soccer. Kansas won the Big 12 Conference Tournament Championship, of course, and they get that automatic bid into the NCAA tournament. KU will be on the road at St. Louis in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. That game will be Friday night. All right, let's go over to basketball. College men's basketball. Big matchup tonight, as always, in the Champions Classic. It's number one ranked Kansas taking on Michigan State. The Jayhawks and the Spartans. That game will be in Atlanta. 5:30 p.m. tip-off tonight, nationally televised on ESPN. Jayhawks and Michigan State are both 2-0 on the season. And KU is a 6.5-point favorite going into this matchup tonight against Michigan State. Another college men's basketball last night. Missouri won at home, beat Eastern Washington 84-77. And the big star from Missouri was a guy from Mays, Caleb Grill, and he went off. A career-high 33 points, a career-high 8 three-pointers. He was 8 for 10 from three-point range. I guess Eastern Washington didn't bother to guard him once he got hot. He also had 9 rebounds. A big night for the Mays product, Caleb Grill. Missouri is 2-0 on home court, back-to-back wins, now 2-1 on the season. Caleb Grill, the big star there. College women's basketball. Kansas wins last night on home court in Lawrence, beating Sam Houston State 66-51. Brittany Harshaw, the sophomore from Andover Central High School, tied her career high with highs with 14 points and a 9 rebounds. She had a big night. Hey, the Kansas women are off to a 2-0 start, and they have won 10 straight games on home court in Allen Fieldhouse. And I'll give you a little quiz, Steve. Don't think you're going to get this one, but I'll throw it out there. Who's the number one team in the NBA right now?
Oh, no. Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Good guess. There's one team that's 12-0. The Cleveland Cavaliers are 12-0 to start the season. They got another win last night. Went on the road at Chicago. Beat the Bulls 119-113. Coming off the bench for the Cavaliers as the sixth man, former Kansas State Wildcat, Dean Wade. He made a three-pointer. He also had 4 rebounds, a couple of assists, and 2 block shots. Hey, the Cavaliers are 12-0. Got Dean Wade helping out, coming off the bench for the Cavaliers. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. That's Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch.
6:21 now, keeping it for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Did you know, Ted, laughter really is the best medicine?
Well, that's what Reader's Digest always told me.
That's what Dr. Sanjay Gupta is going to say, too. That's coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Tuesday morning, 48 degrees. A 62-year-old man was hospitalized after his car smashed into the garage door of a home in Derby Monday afternoon in the 400 block of North Georgie. The man's condition was described as potentially critical. There were people inside the home, but nobody was injured.
Wichita's new homeless shelter is about to open at the former Park Elementary School building on North Main. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
Humankind Ministries has now been granted the opportunity to manage the emergency winter shelter, which will open up on November 28th. So once November 28th hits, there will be an emergency winter shelter that will be open 24/7, and it will not close.
Wu commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
California voters reject a measure that would have amended the state constitution to ban forced prison labor.
The Constitution already prohibits so-called involuntary servitude, but an exception allows it to be used as a punishment for crime. That exemption became a target of criminal justice advocates concerned that prisoners are often paid less than $1 an hour for labor such as fighting fires, cleaning cells, and doing landscaping work at cemeteries. The failed Proposition 6 was included in a package of reparations proposals introduced by lawmakers this year, part of an effort to make up for a history of discrimination against black Californians. John Saucier, Fox News.
An honorary military rank bestowed upon an abolitionist.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore calling it not just a great day for Harriet Tubman's home state, but for all of the U.S. Harriet Tubman, who was the first woman to oversee American military action during wartime, awarded the rank of Brigadier General in Maryland's National Guard. The ceremony taking place Monday, Veterans Day, at the Harriet Tubman Underground Railroad State Park in Dorchester County, Maryland. After helping enslaved people gain their freedom through her Underground Railroad, Tubman worked with the Union Army during the Civil War, where she helped guide 150 black soldiers on a gunboat in South Carolina. Tubman's great-great-great-grandniece received the honor, Tina Wyatt saying Aunt Harriet gave up any rights that she had obtained for herself to be able to fight for others. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
And now let's take a look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
You can notice more clouds in our sky as we go through our Tuesday. Only a 10% chance of showers, likely staying pretty dry throughout much of the day with another mild high of 65 degrees. Winds are going to be stronger, too, out of the southeast at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Next rain chance tonight. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
Now partly cloudy, 48 degrees. We have an east wind at 10 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:33 here on this Tuesday morning. Coming up just an hour from now, about an hour from now, we will check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty, as we do once a week with Steve and Ted. It's coming up around 7:35 this morning here on KNSS.
Yeah, be there for that.
November 12th, 2024, on this date in 1936, the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge opened as President Franklin D. Roosevelt pressed a telegraph key in Washington, D.C., and gave the green light to traffic. So this is a
massive bridge.
This is the Bay Bridge. I've never been over that one. I've been over the Golden Gate.
Yeah, the Golden Gate's amazing.
Bay Bridge
pretty cool, too.
Is it about the same? They're built the same time. Does it look a lot like the other one?
It's a span bridge. It's not as pretty as the Golden Gate Bridge.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's a little more utilitarian, but it's still massive.
Oh, and think all that was done in 1930. They were built in the 30s when people didn't have any. Well, a lot of people didn't have any job, but they employed a lot of people doing that. Those two bridges and so other projects like Hoover Dam.
Hoover Dam.
Yeah.
There's one of the great projects in our nation's history during the Depression.
Keeping young
people. The Empire State Building.
Yeah, there you go. Costco has been forced to recall nearly 80,000 pounds of butter due to a labeling error. The error? Well, the packaging doesn't include copies stating that the butter contains milk.
Yeah, crucial information that this product contains milk.
Many people took to social media to make jokes about this recall. One person wrote, "As someone with serious dietary restrictions, I am sympathetic to this issue, but I have to say, this is pretty ridiculous. We all know butter contains milk."
Do we? Well, if you don't,
there's
a lawsuit.
There are a lot of people.
They didn't let me know this contains milk.
You know, I don't know what's in here, but it comes right. Whatever, it came from the grocery store. That's where it was made. Yeah, people don't have any idea. Some of them, I guess. All right, we had Veterans Day yesterday, and a beautiful day if people wanted to get out and do whatever they wanted to celebrate or honor the veterans. And I was looking at some of my Facebook this morning, and a number of my friends, tributes to their dads, their brothers, with photos and official photos. And I know I got to go in my mom's stuff. I got to go through it and find it, I guess. There's a great photo of my dad, and in his military uniform. I'd have to go figure and dig it out because I don't know where it is. Now,
that's the thing. I hate for stuff like that to be in a box somewhere and no one ever sees it.
Yeah.
So it's kind of important to get it out there and share it online and So it's not hidden in a box somewhere.
Well, several years ago, my son was able to gut the few medals that my father-in-law earned. My father-in-law Gene served in the South Pacific, and he had several medals that he earned. You know, no Medal of Honor or anything like that. But and we had mom was able to come up with his Navy photo. And it's his official photo. He really looks so young. He looks so good and optimistic.
Yeah.
And Shelley put him in this, what do they call it, a shadow box or whatever? Mm-hmm. So the photo's up here, and then there's a document over here, and the medals are over here. It's just beautiful.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, that's exactly.
And Scott, my son, has got that in his basement. That's his granddad. And we were going to try to make one for my dad, but. We went to St. Louis, tried to get the medals or any kind of documentation and so forth, but they said they had a big fire several years ago, and a lot of that stuff burned up.
Oh,
so you know, if anybody can advise me on how to find the records or what we can do, I guess we're just stuck. Because I know Dad had he probably earned a few. They all did for their work. They gave him medals for this, that, and the other. But anyway, we honored our veterans yesterday, and all of you who did, that was nice for people to say, hey, my dad served, I served, you know, and we celebrate Veterans Day. All right, and I saw your tribute to your dad on Facebook there, Ted, and the Fighting, what was it, Finance?
The Fighting Finance Corps out there in Fort Carson, Colorado.
Yeah, right.
Keeping Fort Carson and Colorado Springs safe from attack for 2 years.
Pretty much between wars, right?
Okay. Yes.
All right, Veterans Day. We're back. There's a lot of people coming back to work for the first time this week. Well, stay with Steve and Ted. We're going to have a great morning for you this morning. Let's start it off with a KNSS Commodities Update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Last week's cash trade in our five-area feed charts was 27,000 head less cattle than the previous week. Now, the average Kansas steer last week sold on the hoof for $187.07, down $2.93 from the previous week. Now, Monday, the cattle complex traded mostly lower with new lows for the current slide for the live cattle futures. Now, buying returned late in the session and allowed the live cattle and feeder cattle futures to close positive. Lean hog shot higher on the open and closed positive yesterday. Yesterday's close saw December live cattle unchanged at 183.70. January feeders up 8.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
82 cents at 242.25. In December, lean hogs were up $1.35 at 81.77. Now, trading Monday for the wheat, corn, and soybean futures was mostly negative, and the closes were negative. Now, due to Veterans Day holiday, there were no USDA grain reports yesterday. They will be released today. Fresh market moving news was very hard to come by yesterday. At the moment, we've got mixed trade. December Kansas City wheat's down 3.5 cents at 5.56. December corn's up 3/4 of a penny at 4.30 3/4. January soybeans trading 8 3/4 lower at $10.13.5. December crude oil 49 cents higher at $68.53. December gold $6.20 lower, $2,611.50. December S&P 8 points lower at 6,023.5. December dollar index 36 cents higher at $105.82, with December Dow Jones futures 32 points lower at 44,409. For commodity trading, egg marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom got off the air yesterday, and I thought, hey, wait a minute, they're going to be the stock market going to be trading today? And sure enough, they were, weren't they, on Veterans Day?
Yeah. You know, it's kind of unusual. You would think maybe our exchanges would have a little more respect for our veterans and close down like they do for a lot of other holidays.
Yeah. I mean, how do they know? You know, anyway, what is there, about six a year that they've closed for, do you think?
That's probably one, close two, three, to seven. It. I couldn't tell you right off the top of my head.
But not Veterans Day. Okay.
That's exactly right.
Do you have any veterans in your family?
Got to go back quite a ways to find veterans. Matter of fact, on my dad's side of the family, you got to go back to the Civil War. On my mom's side of the family, World War II.
Really? So back in the Civil War, your people were probably fighting for which side, do you know?
They was on both sides. And my folks did not know this till years after I was born. But there was a Thomas Eugene Leffler who died in a prison war camp during the Civil War.
Really? Well, I understand yes. that at least that one, Andersonville or whatever, I understand that was really a pit.
That's what I understand from things I've read.
Lost a lot of guys there, a lot of people. All right. Well, Veterans Day, thanks for being with us, sir, and we will check with you again tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Hey, coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. America's autonomy, the envy of the world. That's on the way with Stephen Tanner in the morning.
Economy.
Autonomy?
Economy.
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 Well, I think the autonomy should be the envy of the world, too. And the economy.
Yeah, either one.
Either one. Take your pick. It's a multiple choice. That's coming up, Stephen Tanner in the morning on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS 646 now. Three big things. President-elect Trump choosing his cabinet. Expect you to name Marco Rubio, Secretary of State.
Two.
Double fatal crash in South Wichita began when a truck hit a deer.
One.
Well, they say all five shooting victims in South Wichita were men and all were from Wichita. No names have been released. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras showing the traffic volumes picking up, but still no big slowdowns on the highways right now. Slowest traffic I'm seeing in Wichita at the moment, MacArthur and Oliver, north and southbound on Oliver, as well as east and westbound on MacArthur there as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 66 degrees. 70% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 51. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 59 degrees. Now partly cloudy. East wind at 10 miles per hour, 48 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A banking powerhouse has admitted that it violated anti-money laundering laws.
This is Fox on Justice. America's 10th largest bank became the first in U.S. history to plead guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering. TD Bank facing a $3 billion fine and an asset cap that prevents the bank from growing further. Attorney General Merrick Garland says cartels with ties to Mexico, China, and Colombia laundered hundreds of millions of dollars from illicit fentanyl sales, with bank employees aware of what was happening but did nothing to stop it.
TD Bank created an environment that allowed financial crime to flourish. By making its services convenient for criminals, it became one.
Over the past 6 years, TD Bank failed to monitor 92% of its transactions, to the tune of $18 trillion. In some cases, piles of cash were literally dumped on bank counters for deposit. The DOJ has charged two dozen individuals, including two TD Bank employees. The bank CEO says they've taken full responsibility for the failures. Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Another record-breaking day on Wall Street Monday.
The major averages ending higher with record closes across the board. The Dow finishing above the 44,000 level for the first time ever, while the S&P 500 finished above 6,000 for the first time as well. Tech stocks were the worst performers, and the price of Bitcoin surged nearly $87,000 to an all-time high, extending last week's gains. President-elect Trump is viewed as crypto-friendly. The Dow winners today, Goldman Sachs, American Express, and Salesforce. The Dow decliners, Apple, Microsoft, and NVIDIA. The Dow rising 304 points for its 43rd record close of the year. The Nasdaq up 12 for its 32nd record close of the year. S&P 500 up 6 for its 51st record close of the year. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
America's economy, the envy of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Don Grant, CFP the Money Tracker, the envy of Wichita and Kansas. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Wow.
Tell us about
I'm not going to live up to that one. Well, thank you. You know, I just finished reading a recent article from The Economist. It's a British publication about how America's economy is bigger and better than ever, and it's the envy of the world. Well, tell that to a family that's struggling with the aftermath of superinflation. But if we compare the other first world countries, I can see how we are enviable in financial shape. Well, 4 years ago, we watched much of the world's economy drop to its knees following the COVID pandemic. In hindsight, we recognize that shutting down schools and businesses may not have, it may not have been the right thing. It was probably an overreaction. But in spite of that, America's economic performance since then has left other countries in the rearview mirror. Unemployment is still at record lows. The employment growth rate is high. Household wealth, particularly with the value of homes and retirement accounts, is soaring. And wages are rising faster than the costs for the working class. Aside from that last metric, real estate values, 401k assets, and economic growth say very little about the average worker's day-to-day lives. We seem to compare our personal economic situation with how we were pre-pandemic. Many Americans are not better off because of a recent spike in the cost of living. In spite of inflation being under control now, most everything costs more than it did before the pandemic. When we all look at the actual numbers, economists calculate that prices rose about 20% from the beginning of the pandemic to the end of last year. And the median average worker's hourly wage increased 26%. Comparatively, from the pandemic's inception through the end of 2023, real wages in Europe and Japan fell. Germany lost 7% of their purchasing power, Italy 9%. So we are the envy of the world. This is good news after four decades of rising inequality and stagnant pay. And for now, we are the envy of the rest of the developed world. And if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 267-0600.
As usual, I have a question or two.
You do.
That's why they pay me so much money.
Exactly.
They come up with questions. I have no answers, but a lot of questions. I wonder, what are the bank holidays? How many we got?
Well, I don't know the bank holidays,
but the stock market
holidays, we've got 10 of them. It's the usual New Year's Day, Christmas Day, Easter, Good Friday, Thanksgiving, July 4th. Those
My friend,
kind of days, but there's 10
Labor
of them.
Day. My friend, the stockbroker, once told me they will never have – the stock market cannot be closed more than 3 days in a row.
I think that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're worried about the economy shutting down.
Well,
which is why they stay open on briefly on the day after Thanksgiving.
Until noon.
Yeah, they do like a very shortened thing, so they're not off 4 days in
exactly.
a row.
Exactly.
An abbreviated session, you might say.
Okay. Yes.
Next question.
Big words.
Whose picture is on the Bitcoin?
Nobody.
Roosevelt?
I think they ought to put you on there.
There isn't a Bitcoin, to be honest.
Yeah, there. Yeah, you're right.
There is no Bitcoin.
Yeah. There is a symbol that stands for Bitcoin. But
what does it look like? It's got like a picture of a beaver or something.
Big old dollar sign on it or something.
Yeah.
Or with no a
Not
B.
A dollar.
A B. It's got B with lines through it. Yes. No. There's no. There
so
is
basically
no.
It's kind of like fantasy football or whatever. You're just kind of trading in something that doesn't exist, right?
Kind of, and
except
yes,
in your
but
mind.
But as long as people are putting value on it of some sort, then it then it's got some value. So,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So who? What value would I put on that? Since I
well, if right, I had right some, now, if you,
I had a million bitcoins, could I turn it into money that would go in my pocket?
If you had a million bitcoins, you would have $8 trillion right
could
now.
Could I take a bitcoin into McDonald's and get a Big Mac with it?
No, but you could. You used to be able to buy a Tesla. I don't know if they still accept it or not because it dipped right after they did that.
Could I walk into a McDonald's and say, "Hey, I got a bazillion dollars in bitcoins. Give me a free Big Mac." Would they do it?
A smart employee would say, "Hey, let's do a side deal. I'll buy you that and give me your Bitcoin."
I'm sure we're going to find somebody like that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so. Well, okay, but I'll go. You know, currency was, when I understand currency was supposed to be based on something like a gold or
well, our,
beaver
our,
pelts or but, something.
But the dollar is no longer based on
nope,
a gold standard.
That's right. It isn't.
You know, so. So
well, that's a good point.
But it, there is a well, I don't know if it's good or bad, but there's you know the Fed is essentially determined the value by how much they're printing and
right.
how much they're floating out there. So
yeah. I'm going to ask Odyssey if I can get paid in bitcoins, and then I'll do bit work. Okay, I just won't show up.
Okay,
it's been your philosophy for years. I'm going to do a bit of work.
Bit labor.
That's
there you go. Bit. You should have thought of that.
Okay,
he's been bit.
Today is. National Pizza with the Works, except Anchovies Day.
I had one yesterday.
All right. Celebrates just about all the possible pizza toppings you can think of, but hold the fishes. I disagree.
Yeah, that doesn't work for you.
No. I guess I'm the only one here, probably. The first pizza I ever ate was a Pizza Hut pizza.
It with anchovies.
And it had anchovies. My friend said, got to get the anchovies on this. I guess it's because it was the first time I ever ate it. I love them.
Good for you.
But you can't. Does anybody put them on there anymore, Ted? Probably Angela.
No, I went to a new like bar restaurant the other night, and I ordered a Caesar salad. And there's like four strips of it on there, which I very quickly put to the side and didn't use that same utensil because it was all
contaminated with anchovy stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
I had a pizza yesterday. You know, yesterday was Veterans Day, so as a group of veterans, we get together and go get a free lunch someplace. And Bubba's 33 gave us a nice lunch. They had a special menu for us.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you're aware of it or not, but we called 911 when you weren't here yesterday, and they had police looking for
I
you.
I apologize. Can I tell you what happened? I took a sleep aid. And it knocked my butt out, and you know my alarm vibrates, and I didn't hear it at all. And I woke up at 7:02, and I was on the tennis court at 7:30.
Huh. Good for you.
Nice.
Yeah. So I didn't miss tennis. Yeah, you know, well, I didn't miss the important stuff.
You've got to have your priorities there, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I apologize for that, guys.
So yesterday you did a little bit labor for us, then, huh? Thanks.
I did. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, guys. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news this morning. Progress reported in fighting a major wildfire in California. We have some new information on the fatal shooting of five men in South Wichita. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.